Beaver Pride Male Athlete of the Week from the BSU men's basketball team, James Ellisor, 34 points and a double overtime loss to Augustana, 16 points and a win against Wayne State. Congratulations, James.
Thank you. It feels good to get a win on the road. Fortunately, we lost against Augustana, a tough one, but we can learn many things that could carry us on throughout the season.
46 minutes on Saturday, 33 on Sunday. Safe to say, you slept pretty well then.
Actually, did not sleep well after the Augustana loss. It was a tough one to bite. You know, coming into the next game, I know I had to be mentally prepared because you know Wayne State's a tough team, and fortunately we got the win, and we're happy about it.
Don't take this question the wrong way. You've scored a lot this year. The offense obviously runs through you, and it has to run through you. But at times, I haven't watched all your games, but are you trying a little too hard, or do you feel like you maybe need a little more balance by getting the ball into other people's hands? Or are you happy with how things are going?
I feel like their D needs to be a little bit more balanced, because I think as the course of the season, teams are going to key on me a lot, and other guys are going to have to step up as well. So, I mean, there needs to be a balance where, you know, not just me scoring all the majority of the points, but someone like Lance or someone like Dermaine could also step up each game and help out and contribute. And hopefully, as the season prolongs, we be successful at that.
As the game against Augie is progressing, you get to the end of regulation. There's obviously a possession or two where you're thinking, what if? First overtime, what if? Second overtime, maybe not what if. Got outscored by 10 there in the second one. But how many possessions did you want back after that game?
I wanted a lot, especially that last shot that Schilling hit at the end. That was a heartbreaker. It felt mentally felt heartbreaking, and it just kind of took a toll on us towards the end. And I think at the second overtime, it definitely showed, and we just weren't able to have fresh legs and continue to play.
Next four at home. Four big ones, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely big ones. Definitely got a tough test against St. Cloud State, a top four team in our conference right now. And hopefully we could continue to play great and get a win.
Realistically, are you where you want to be in the standings at this point? I mean, you're still within striking distance of being at home. You're certainly been playing well. Compared to where you want to be, where are you?
Personally, I feel like we're not at our best, and we could do better. I feel like my goal is personally to try to get at the top two teams in the conference, and we got a little challenge ahead of us playing against St. Cloud, which is in the top three. So I think we can work on a little bit more and try to improve every day so we get to the top two spot in the conference.
How has practice this year differed from a year ago? Just knowing that carrot's still dangling out in front of you this year?
It's really, really competitive every day. Guys are really competing both ends of the floor, defensively and offensively. And on top of that, we have a year experience under our belt. Each guy knows what each other likes to, or like the ball in certain situations, and that's helped a lot.
Good luck this weekend, James.
Thanks.
For more information on the Beaver men's basketball team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
It's about your life.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.